One is the Gemara in Yavamos that says Mishen of Karkein, you know.
Yeah, okay, very good, thank
and
you.
And the other one is that the not the Karen.
Okay,
so
we are.
This person who asked the question. Well,
you know him? Are you still with him? I'm
Shachar's
man. Why are you still with
him? What's the difference to it? What?
No, somebody else. I have friends. I have other people. It's other people. I have, you know, I have sacrifice to the guy.
No,
I mean,
no, is he like a Rebbe?
He's a regular guy.
What kind of, who thinks like that?
He's a regular guy. He just, that was his thing.
That's unbelievable.
Think
like that.
Okay. Thank you. It's
real. What are you going to do in Mashiach? He's not
going to
be here forever.
You know, Rav Huttner's word. Somebody, Rav Huttner said, it's a fictional story, but he said he overheard a conversation. The guy said, what are you going to do? So he said, the Rabbi Nishlam will help him. So the guy said, Elulei the Rabbi Nishlam, what are you going to do? He said, every person, there's a little bit of Elulei the Rabbi Nishlam. If you believe, you believe. That's what Rav Huttner said. Okay.
Why well, we have a friend coming to town? We have
Rebbe. Well, we're talking to China. We're going to friend. Tashima, we are in Yoram and Aleph, and I started the recording, I think. I'll that in a second. Okay. Started the recording. I'm up to Amra Abaya Tashima, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines in the bottom of the page. No, I'm sorry. We did that already. We're up to 3 lines in the bottom of the page of Yudim and Aleph. 3 lines in the bottom. I'm a Rebbe. So Rebbe said, Tashima. Bas shalosh shanim v'yom echad. When a girl is 3 years old, was kadesh is b'biyah. Meaning, till she's 3, her biyah is not called a biyah. Whatever the guy's doing, we don't classify that as a biyah. We find also her psulim come back. It's not called a biyah. And therefore, she's not eligible for Kedushe Bia because it's not Bia. Father can be Mekadesh's daughter when she's 1 day old. Kesef and Shtar. Bia is not available as an alternative, as a choice till 3 years old. Bimbala Yavam, Kana. And if she's 3 years old and the Yavam is Miyavim her, it's Kana. Yibam works. Again, Yibam does not need Das of the woman. And therefore, if the man lives with her, once she's 3, he's kind to her. The Chayavin Allah Mishameshis Ish. And if her father married her off as a Ketana, she's a full-fledged Ashes Ish, totally with a Chi of Misa of the man who lives with her. Unless you learn like Rashi before, according to one man, the Amenah. Umetame is by Allah. And Lias Mishkav Tach, Latame Mishkav Tach Ten Kelya. Let me just do the Rashi. No, I'll finish this. There's Halacha that Anita, that's on top of 10 mattresses. They're all Mishkov. Mishkov becomes an Avatumah. Now, even though she only touches the first mattress, but she's laying on 10 mattresses, all the 10 mattresses become an Avatumah because she's on top of it. That's called a Mishkov Anida, Mishkov. And anything on top of the Anida, 10 blankets, becomes a Rishon L'tumah. Whatever she touches is a Rishon. So the Chiddush is, if there's 10 blankets on top of her, they're all Rishon, even though she's only touching one. A one who's Bayal Anita, man who lives with Anita, becomes Tami for 7 days. And his Mishkov is like her top. Matama as Bayala, if a Anita is 4 years old, 3 years old, and somebody lives with her as Anita, he becomes Tame like a Bayal Anita for 7 days. His Mishkov Tachtain.
How can he be Anita? She's 3 or 4.
The Gemara says Anita, the girl can turn Anita as soon as she's born. Happen. On Shriach, that can happen. Matama is Baila, Latame Mishkov Tachtain Kalyan. His Tachtain is like her Elyon. The Mrs. Lakayan, Echelas Vitruma. And if she marries a Kayan, as a Ketana, now, here, we're going to have to figure out the means. We, at this point, think she has chuppah. She can eat truma, like a regular wife. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, where is it? Mitzkadesh is Bibiya, about 10 lines up. Midas Av, Avapachas Mikan, less than 3. Kenites in Etzba Ba'ayin, it's like sticking a finger in an eye that makes a tear. Ve'ein Abiyah, tear is tears, not as tear. Ve'ein Abiyah, and it's not Abiyah. Kana, Bimraitel Etzia, Metzia Beget, becomes his wife, no longer needs Chalitza, again is good enough. Chayavin Alem Shemesh Yisish, and Kibbutz Ba'aviyah Kedushin. Matamas Ba'aluk, she needs a Shivas Yamim. Her Ba'al becomes tummy for 7 days. Zichsev, Ustihi Nidas Ha'alav. Her nida goes on the one who lives with her. The Tame Mishkav Tachten Kalyan. She'aisa Bayala Meshav Mishkav. Her Bayal makes where he sits or lays. I feel Eser Matzahs, even 10 Matzahs, I translate mattresses. It's probably wrong. It probably means some kind of cover of some sort. Avaloy Lias Avatuma. The Tame Adav Kalim Kamishkav Shalida Atma. It doesn't become an avatuma like the mishkava with Nida herself. Elo latame oichlu maskin kel yainish ozav. The matame oichlu maskin like what's on top of a zav. The chayim before shlobim sechtes Nida. Avu pchusim mibash shalush. Ein matamas bayala. If a Nida becomes a Nida, a woman, girl becomes a Nida at less than 3, she's not matame bayala. Elo tumas erev kinegeya ba'alma. There's no bia. It's called touching. Because since it's not a Biyah, he's not a Bayo Nida. And therefore, he doesn't become Tumik 7 days. He becomes Tumik like a Rishon L'Tumah. Back to the Gemara. Now, this is Lekai, the next Rashi. Kasal Kedaitach, she nichnas to the Chuppah l'Nisuan. She went into the Chuppah for Nisuan. Echelos v'truma. Ava p'chusimi b'az gimushanim, ein Chuppah samachilasa. Chuppah doesn't work. Ha'o v'ein Biyah sabiyah, because a Chuppah has to be something royal Biyah. Meaning it has to be of an age that a woman can have intimacy. Under 3, she can't have intimacy, so therefore the chuppah doesn't count. Zog to Gemara Vayter. We're on the second one. What?
It means there's no Isser.
What do you mean by that?
Someone lives with a 2-year-old. There's no B, there's no thing.
Correct. Correct. Then and if she lives with any of the Arab, but once she's over 3, mumps in Ayada, they get killed. Vehiptura. And she is Pater because she's a Ktana. Now, the question over here is, it's asked elsewhere, it already said, why did Eishes Ish get mentioned separately? It said, Chayavin Allah Eishes Ish. Then it says, in Ba'Allah Echad Mikal Arayas. Why is it repeated twice? Why would I think Eishes Ish is different than any other Erva? So I think the answer, this is a Gemara's Kasha somewhere. I believe it's a Gemara's Kasha in Ksuvus, I believe, or Yavamas. Yavamas. And the Gemara answer is that it's including Behema. It includes Mishka Behema as well. That's why it repeats it. Vimbaa Leah Echad Ben Absulim, Paslam Ben Akuna. And if she lives with someone she's not allowed to marry, like a Chayv Elavim, or a Chayv increases, she becomes a Zayna. Again, Zayna is a reality. It's not a reflection of morals. She's a 3-year-old girl. But if somebody lives with her, she becomes a Zayna. Zayna is a reality, not a question of morals. Rashi v'hiptura, l'fi she'ena v'asayncha. Now, the only Kedushin we're discussing in this Brisa is Kedush Ebiya. Here it does not mention Kesef Mishtar. The Brisa started up. We're not talking Kesef Shtar. And the Brisa says, Miskadesh is Vibiya, and right afterwards it says, V'im Nisus. On Gamed Beis on top. Now, if Bia makes Nisuin, there is no 2 stages. Miskadesh is Vibiya, V'im Nisus. If Bia is Nisuin, Isa, it's right away. The Brisa says, Miskadesh is Vibiya. And then says, and if she has marriage, she's a chelas betruma. Isn't Bia Nisuin? We had a question. Is Bia Arison or Bia Nisuin? Isn't this proved that Bia is only Arison? Because the bride sets it up as 2 steps. Back to Gemara. Ktani Bia, Ktani Nisus is a raya that Bia is Arison. And for the Gemara, Hochi Kamar. No, it doesn't mean that. E hani nisuin the kayin inu echelos betruma. Maybe Bia does nisuin. When it says imnisus, it means imnisus l'kayin. If this bia was done by a kayin, not that she had a second step. If this kedushin, which is nesuin, was done by a kayin, she's a chalas v'truma. So therefore, it doesn't prove a thing. Instead of saying it's one step kedushin, second step nesuin, which one step, the imnisus l'kayin is just saying if the husband happens to be a kayin. Rashi? No Rashi. Oh, Rashi, yes. E hani nesuin, hai miskadeshes v'biyah detana b'resha, e l'kayin havi, echelus v'truma. It's explaining, if this bia was done by a kayin, right, it might be that bia is nesuin. And it's just saying, if it's a kayin, she eats truma.
What's the chiddush?
No, well, really? Well, we isn't that that long that we know that biblically she can?
Yeah, yeah, right. So, this puzzle is talking about what? That has to be
this. Again, the Bryce says Nisuin. You need Nisuin.
I understand that. But
Minatira,
you don't need
Nisuin. This is not Minatira. This is practical halacha. This is saying Lamaisa. Yes, Baruch Mashiach, you had a question?
Yeah, so what is in Nisus Lekoin? What's the Chiddush? I mean, anytime a Nisuin is done by a Kohen, she is Mechelas Truma. What, because she's so young?
And if you learn the bread, it's telling you that at three, she gets all the halachas of an Aegis ish, all the halachas of a regular woman. It's exactly what the bride is saying. And it says different manifestations of that. It's a long word, manifestations. Zakti Gemarbait. Tashima. We're going to try to prove it again. Now, this is a very interesting brisa. As we will see. Tashma. Ukvar shalach Yechinim ben Bagbag Eitzer of Yehuda ben Beseira l'Netzivin. Yechinim ben Bagbag sent the following statement or letter or whatever it was to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira to the city of Netzivin. By the way, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is a Tana that lived in Chutz Laaretz. Most Tanoim lived in Eretz Yisrael. Time of Mishnayos, the concentration of Yidden was in Eretz Yisrael. The Yehuda ben Beseira happened to live out of Eretz Yisrael. He lived in the city of Netzivan, which is out of Eretz Yisrael. It's not negay in this Gemara, just a side fact. Shemati Alacha, I heard about you. Sha'atayim Arusa Bas Yisrael Echelas B'Truma. I heard that you hold that an Arusa Bas Yisrael eats Truma. Is that true? Do you hold an Arusa Bas Yisrael eats Truma? Now, they lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the riot that lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it is a famous story in Masechtas Pesachim that Rabbi Yehuda, it was a guy who lived near Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira who used to go to Yerushalayim every year and act like a Yid and eat Karban Pesach. And he came back and he bragged to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, I get to eat Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, did they give you the tail? So he said, no. So he said, they're treating you like a second-class citizen. So the guy went and came to Yerushalayim and he asked for the tail. So they said, the tail that goes on the Mizbeach. So they checked him out and they found he was a guy and they killed him. That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim. So Yehuda ben Beseira is the one that did this from the Tzivim. He was in Chutz Laaretz. And Taitz says, Akasha, why wasn't he a little regal? But that's not the issue here. The bottom line is, he sent him a letter. I heard that you give and you hold that Arusa Bas Yisrael can eat Truma. Again, we're going to let the Gemara do its thing, and then we'll figure out how it fits into our worldview. Shalach lai. The Ati Yatayim Rekein? You don't agree? Mugzukani b'cha, Shata b'ki b'chad v'tayra, Lidish b'cha v'chaymer. I assumed that you know Kol Chadre Torah, all the rooms of Torah, all the nuances, all the drushes, all the whatever. How does he translate Chadre Torah? Let's go.
Areas of Torah.
Areas, all the areas of Torah. Lidrish b'kavuchaymer, the darshan of kavuchaymer. So the first man, since when do you have to be Baki Bechadre Torah to Darshan a Kavuchaymer? A Kavuchaymer is pure logic. So you have to know Kala Torah Kula to Darshan a Kavuchaymer? You can make a Kavuchaymer yourself. It's logic. It's one of the things we can't make a Xerushav ourselves. We can make a kal v'chomer ourselves. So why does he have to be buck? I assumed you know kal kadrei Torah, so you can make a kal v'chomer. Everybody can make a kal v'chomer. You can sit in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, and you can make your own kal v'chomer without being a bucky b'kadrei Torah. So the Mefarshim answer, if you're not a bucky b'kadrei Torah, you might not know the shlug up to your kal v'chomer. Every kal v'chomer can be countered by somebody that sees that it's not kal and not chomer. In other ways, the kal is chomer. So, unless you know kal Torah kula, it's nice to make a logical kal v'chomer, but you might be missing a fact that makes the kal v'chomer obsolete. So therefore, I assume that you know kadrei Torah, and therefore you can make this kal v'chomer that I'm going to make right now, and you know there's no shlug up to it. So I'm surprised at you for asking me this question. What's the kal v'chomer?
Is it higher madrega than other tanoim in Eretz Yisrael?
No.
Why did they send it to him outside of Eretz
Yisrael? I have no idea, because he's the one that sent an Arusik and Idruba. So Yechim and Bakbek sent him a letter and said, I heard you said that. He says, I thought you know kal Torah kula. Can't you make the same kal v'chomer that I'm making? What's the kal v'chomer?
He said it was a canny
truma? He said, Shemati alacha. That's what Yechim and Bakbek sent to Yudim and Sarah. I heard about you. So he wrote him back and he said, I'm surprised. All I did was make a kal v'chomer that you can make yourself. What's the kal v'chomer? Iyati yedeya, don't you know the following fact? When a person buys a shifcha knanis, right, and he doesn't buy her with money, he tries to buy her through an intimacy. There's no such thing. And therefore, she doesn't eat truma. She doesn't become a shifcha knanis. Kaspa makilasa betruma, when you acquire her with money, she can eat truma. Zu shabiyasa makilasa betruma. This lady, that if you live, your wife, a person's wife, that if he lives with her, he can feed her truma. Ain't it then, she kaspa makilasa betruma? It's a kabuchaymer. Avamo esa, sharam ruchachamim, ain't arusa basisrola, chalas betruma, chizikaras lachopa. Even though I have a kal v'chomer that proves that, biblically speaking, an arusa can eat truma, but the Rabbanan stepped in and said no. For why reason? We will see later. We had it many times already for different reasons it could be. Right, exactly.
No, he was only calling her with Bion. That's the truth.
No. He made a kal v'chomer. Shifcha Knanis Bion does not work. And Kesef works and she eats truma. So a wife where Bion works, for sure, Kesef works, and she can eat truma.
Is he allowed to have beer with his shifchanis?
No, but that's not the point. The point is, can she eat truma if he makes beer with her? No. Because that means we see Kesef. Again, so we see Kesef as a stronger Kenyan.
I see.
This was the thing he said. That was what he sent him. So this was the conversation to Yechim ben Bakbak or Yehuda ben Becerra. Yechim and Bagbek said, I heard you said in Arusa Basi Sol can eat truma. So he said, I can prove it to you biblically from a kal v'chomer. The answer is Rabbanan intervened. And they said, no. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shein Biyasa Machilasa. And Baal
Le'akayin. He said Arusa can do it.
He meant biblically.
Rabbi, 2 minutes ago said to someone in Shir, we're getting to the we're talking facts now.
He said, I heard you said that. He answered him back, I said it biblically, not rabbinically. What's bothering you?
I'm just saying, so you asked him with halacha.
I'm fine. Rashi, Shei Biyasa Machilasa, in Baalei Kayin, the Lake Kana Bekesef, if a Kayin lives with her and he did not acquire her with money, Eino Echelos, the Be'inan King in Kasbai, right? A servant has to be bought by his money. Maybe he's marrying a shifcha knanis. Can't marry a shifcha knanis. Sharika chamar. I'm a diamond chamar. The Torah calls a shifcha knanis a donkey. A donkey can't have marriage. She's not possible to be married. So you can't say that when he lives with a shifcha knanis, he's trying to marry her, because there's no such thing as marriage for a shifcha knanis. Kasva makilasa. Yosef. Kenyan kasvai. Who Yechobai? A shifcha knanis, and you acquired her with money. Therefore, she can eat. Zu should be asa makalosa. Kasalka daitach. Now Rashi explains what the Gemara is going to do here. Why did we know that bia is machilasa. Why was that an assumed fact and kesef was not an assumed fact? The Rebbe Mitzrayim says, a woman who her bia makes her eat truma, for sure her kesef. How do you know bia makes her eat truma? Why does bia make her eat truma? Who says that fact is true? Where do you see that bia makes her eat truma? It's an assumed fact. Rebbe Yehuda ben Seira is making a kavu chaymer. Bia makes her eat truma for sure, kesef. Who told him that bia makes her eat truma? How does he know that?
By who?
By a wife.
By who,
wife? Mm-hmm. Now, if it's the suin, again, we're going without the pasuk that kedusha is kinyan kaspay. Because if we had that pasuk, we don't have to make a kavu chaymer. He's obviously learning that kinyan kaspay is not going on a wife. But he's saying, bia can be mahu or betruma. How does he know that fact, that he can make the kavu chaymer? Zakrashi, kasal kedai dechashta, the bia is in the suin. Must be that he's assuming that bia makes the suin, because mefarish v'azol, and v'nissus shikalei da'achla, and a married woman for sure can eat. Why? Not from kinyan kaspay. The Navkaleb is to free me called tar bebescha yechalaisa. It says any tar in your household, the Kayan is told, can eat truma. Anybody tar in his household, who is in his household? His wife and his kids, they can eat truma. So the Torah said a woman that's married can eat truma through Bia. That's how she eats truma. That's the assumption. She became a wife through Bia. That means he's saying Bia is a two-step in one shot. He does Kedushin and Nisuin. Therefore, he makes a Kavu Chaymer. Ma'adach Bia, which doesn't work by Shifchi Kananis, is enough to make a woman eat Truma because she becomes a Nisua. So for sure, Kesef, which works by Shifchi Kananis, should work by a woman. That's his Kavu Chaymer. Now, there's going to be holes in that Kavu Chaymer, as we will see. But that's the Kavu Chaymer that Yehuda ben Maaseira made. Now, that Kavu Chaymer only holds water if you hold bia makes nesuin. Because if you hold bia just makes erusin, how do you know that fact, that bia is machilasa betruma? Why are you assuming that as a given? Who made it a given? So Krashi, the Ben Bagbag, Hasam Tarila. That's where Ben Bagbag's story is in that Sifri. Yes. Kavachaymer. Ma'adach HaShifchit. If we see a shifchi kananis, by the way, there is no word in English for madach. I think it means perforce, whatever that's supposed to mean. Madach a shifchi kananis, who you can't acquire, you can't feed her truma through bia. You can feed her truma if you acquire it with money. For sure, a wife. What?
I'm trying to ask
you,
but how do we know that?
Kenyan Gaspai. For a shifchi, we're using it. A shifcha is kinyan kaspay. An evet, you know, by the way, as an aside here, a person's wife, even though we consider kinyan kaspay, doesn't own her like a shifcha and an evet. It's not that same ownership. A shifcha and an evet is his chattel, is his animals, is his car. The real kinyan kaspay. So we know that a shifcha cannot eat truma. And we know that the Shifchi Kananis eats truma through kesef, not through bia. So a woman that eats through bia, for sure, should eat through kesef. That's the Kavu Chaymer. And again, we're not finished yet, but that's the Kavu Chaymer.
I don't know if that's
how to
feel.
I have a question.
You know?
No, it's just, don't worry about it, miss.
Where do we get the concept of the bia would make a difference by a shifcha kananis made up in the air?
See, again, this is what I tried to say back about 7 blot ago, in fact. That the Gemara makes kavu chaymer out of facts, not necessarily putting logic into this. The obvious answer should be that shifcha is not a marriage and women is a marriage. But the Gemara is looking at facts. Facts on the ground are that kesef can work by shifcha kananis.
Yes.
And facts in the ground are that a woman has an extra kinyan that a shifkut kananus does not have.
Yes.
So for sure, she should have kesef.
It doesn't apply. That's the end of my question. It doesn't apply.
Why not? Bia doesn't apply.
Bia doesn't apply.
But it does apply by a woman.
Yes.
And kesef applies by shifkut kananus. Shouldn't kesef apply for a woman?
I don't
think
that's the problem, right?
Again, because you're looking at it that the Kavachaymer has to work with your understanding of things. The Gemara is looking at it with facts. Which has more kinyanim?
But the fact that, that's a question of numbers.
So that means one is stricter. One has more kinyanim.
Okay, I'm sure Rabbi understands what I'm saying.
No, of course I understand what you're saying. I'm trying to say we're looking at the facts. Now, frank the Gemara, and the Gemara is not going to speak this out. When we said bia is machilasa, what bia is machilasa? That was an assumed given. Frek the Gemara hechidami. Ibe bia shayde chuppah bekesef shayde chuppah. Is it that she had bia and then chuppah, and that's when she eats truma, and we're making a kavachaymer to kesef and then chuppah? But tavaya mechalchla. The pasuk of Kol Torah bebeischa yachlana that says that an asuah eats truma makes no difference how you acquired her. Whether you acquired it with bia or acquired it with kesef, if you have chuppah afterwards, she eats truma. I don't need a kavachaymer. Kol Torah bebeischa yachlana tells me an asuah eats truma. Elu bebia shayde chuppah, the kesef shleyade chuppah. Tertz is you try to make a kavachaymer from bia which is followed by chuppah to kesef that's not followed by chuppah. You can't make such a kavachaymer. By bia there's two, and by kesef there's only one. El alav must be bia shaloi ayidei chuppah, but kesef shaloi ayidei chuppah. That the case must be talking about bia by itself, and we're making a kavachaymer from bia by itself to kesef by itself. So yiyav b'shlem in the suman aisa. If you say bia does the suan, shemakim shitalei. That's why we knew bia and we didn't know kesef. Eli, I'm a kedushin aisa. But if you learn bia only makes kedushin, ma'isno hakadim shitalei or ma'isno hakadim mezapkalei. Why did you know bia not know kesef? Again, is this bia with a chuppah? Is the kesef with a chuppah? Then we don't need a kavachaymer. Terence is, you want to make a kavachaymer from bia with chuppah to kesef without chuppah? It's not a kavachaymer. It's two against one. There's two kinyanim here. It's only one kinyan. Terence is, you're talking about bia by itself. Why is bia by itself better than kesef by itself? The answer is because bia makes nesuin. So there's the kavachaymer. It's based on bia making nesuin. Rashi. Look, Rashi, hechi dami, the yol of kesef mi bia. E name a bia shel achar chuppah, the yol of minei kesef shechnis achar kach l'chuppah. Is it bia plus chuppah and kesef plus chuppah? But tavayu achla. It says kol tar bebeischa yechlena. Any married woman can eat. My ava ma'as ishkamar. What does ma'asa mean? Elu b'bia shayde chuppah, the kayalu b'nei kesef shleyade chuppah. You're going from bia with chuppah to kesef without chuppah. Hei kayalu b'nei, how could you learn it out? Hachitar tavachi chada. Terence says it must be bia by itself to kesef by itself. So ma'ishna bia de b'shitalei, why do we know bia, or ma'ishna kesef de m'sapkalei? It's a raya, the bia makes the suwa. And for the Gemara, Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Lo aylam emalach bebia deis de chuppah the kesef shaloi de chuppah. No, I can tell you that we knew bia and chuppah, meaning bia makes erison, and the kavachaymer was based from a bia with a chuppah, and we're trying to make a kavachaymer to kesef without a chuppah. Now that's a problem because bia with a chuppah had two, kesef without a chuppah only had one. The answer to that question is the kavachaymer went like this. With the Kaamrit, and that which you claim, that by Bia was together with Chuppah, and by Kesef was without Chuppah, Kavachaymer mi Issa, I can still make the Kavachaymer. And here comes the Kavachaymer, and if Rav Moshe was upset before, he'll be twice as upset now. V'hoki shalach lai. U'ma shivcha k'nanis she'em b'yasa machilasa v'trum afilei dei Chuppah. A shivcha k'nanis, if you live with her and make Chuppah, it's meaningless. She doesn't eat truma, even though you did two things, bia and chuppah. Still, kaspa machilasa beloi chuppah. You pay for her, she can eat truma without having chuppah. That means two won't work by her, but one will work by her. Bia and chuppah don't work, but kasav works. That means Kesef is stronger than Bia and Chuppah. That's what it shows. Chuppah and Bia don't work by, Bia and Chuppah don't work by Shefri Kananis, and Kesef works. Looking at that fact, that shows us that Kesef is more of an acquisition than Bia and Chuppah. At least vis-a-vis Truma. Here is a Shefri Kananis, you did Bia and Chuppah, she can't eat Truma. You did Kesef, she could eat Truma. Right? So, which is the stronger one vis-a-vis Truma? Kesef. So, if by Shefri Kananis, Kesef is stronger than Bia and Chuppah, so Zu should be Yasta Machilasa Betruma de Chuppah, a married woman who after Chuppah can eat Truma, if she had Bia and Chuppah, Eina Din Shekaspilasa, Kasma Machilasa Beloy Chuppah? The Kalvachaymer went, again, by Shefri Kananis we see that Bia and Chuppah cannot accomplish what Kesef accomplishes. So by a woman, where Bia and Chuppah could accomplish, for sure Kesef should accomplish. Bia and Chuppah will make her eat Truma from the Pasuk called Karim Beis Chayachlena. If Bia and Chuppah work, which don't work by Shefri Kananis, for sure it should work Kesef, which works by Shefri Kananis, Kesef by itself. Now, again, Kesef by itself will not make her in a Sua. But you see that vis-a-vis Truma, Kesef is the stronger Kenyan. Yes.
Well, remember we had, I think
it was
in the Sefer's Kedushin, didn't we have some while ago that learned one from two from one and three from one?
Uh-huh. So, that was to make Kedushin work, correct.
Okay. So if Kesef is so strong, then that's all you need is Kesef. Kesef works. As we see, it's so strong. See, if Mamal Kesef works, he has all these others. The psukim by Bia and Shtar should not be necessary. Now, you're gonna. That's my question.
Okay. So, Baruch Hashem, Rav Ram Cohen, Mechavim to Tzitzis discussion.
What was the question?
He asked, if we can make this Kavachimer, so why don't we learn out Kedusha Kesef from there? Why do we have to have a pasuk for Kedusha Kesef? So Tysus asks Yerkasha, and he answers that Kedusha Kesef, I could answer and say, Shefri Kanani goes out by Kesef. She buys her freedom with money. A woman can't buy her freedom with money. So we see, vis-a-vis Kedushin, you can't learn it out, because Shefri Kanani can buy herself back with money, a woman can't. So maybe it doesn't work. But once you see Kesef does work, and now you're talking about the strength of the Kenyan, that's not a shlaka. But you were mechavim to Tisus. I think I should say it again. Rabbi Cohen was mechavim to Tisus' discussion. See, Rabbi Schutz is leaving Teretz Yisrael today to have a freilich and poor merkasha and Pesach, but Mitzvah will be there beforehand with Mashiach Tzipisa. But I'm happy that right before he leaves, he hears that you were mechavim to Tisus.
All I ask him is one thing. First of all, with regards to my brother, but also he can tell Rabbi Karp my
shulter. Either that, or maybe ask him that maybe you can stay at his house when Mashiach. Oh, you have a brother-in-law, you can stay at your brother-in-law's house when your Mashiach comes. If I have somewhere to stay.
I shall take care of it. I'm into the, what's it called? Mug and David. What's it called? The apartment, the one nice place there?
I have no idea. I can't tell you.
Where do you where were you staying?
In Ramada.
So
that's the Kavachaymer, and the Kavachaymer is not based on Bia making the Suin. Kavachaymer is based on even Bia's Erisin. But you see that Bia and Chuppah, which is the Suin, can work by a woman, not by a Shivcha, and Kesef works by a Shivcha, so for sure it should work by a woman. That was the Kavachaymer that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir sent. And notice, he did not learn King Yekaspa is going in a woman. He learned it out from a Kavachaymer. But Rabbanan stepped in and said, no, why? And here the Gemara adds two words, Mishum de Ula. Ula said back in Masechtas Ksubas that we're afraid she'll feed her brother and sister, that the reason an Arusa can't eat Truma, she might share it with her family. That's why Rabbanan said she can't eat Truma. Yes?
I don't know.
No question. Okay. Rashi. Zuck Rashi.
I do have a question.
Okay.
The Shulchan Knaz, I just remembered it. Shulchan Knaz can buy a way out of being a Shulchan Knaz.
Yes.
This is a Baal Korcho, Baal Korcho, for the Baal. A Shulchan, I need...
I'm trying to think. I think we'll have it later. I think not. But again, we're going to talk about this in Masechtas Kedushin. But if I remember correctly, not. But it's a means of freedom. Meaning, there's a way that free Shem Chikinan is by writing her a star shechur. There's another way she can buy her freedom.
Question aside from this.
I understand. I said, I'm not sure. I think not. He has to agree. He's basically selling her to herself. I don't think you can force him to sell her.
Amavi
is different. He's not an Eved. Again, the degree of ownership over Eved Kanani and Shifra Kananis is nowhere, I should say it the other way. The degree of ownership by an Eved Ivri and Amaria is nowhere near the degree of ownership by Eved Kanani and a Shifra Kananis.
So I'm thinking that Kesef doesn't always work.
It works.
If he doesn't accept it.
That's true. The mice, it works. It's all we're trying to say. That's
what
Rashi, mice not be at the Pshitalei. I'm sorry. Back to the Hechidami. All of Kesef Mibia. That we're learning out Kesef from Bia. E name a Bia shall acher chuppa. Be all of Mene Kesef shechnisach kach l'chuppa. We're learning out Bia with chuppa to Kesef with chuppa. Tavayu achla. Both go into Kol Torah Bebeis Choyechlena, which says that in a suwa eats truma. Amai ava moes to the kamar. So why is he saying that she doesn't? She could. Elo abiyash adei chuppa, because yalov menei kesef shlo adei chuppa. Hechi yalov lo menei. How could you learn it out? Hakatar to hakichada. Here it's two and here it's one. Maishna biya de pshitalei, and if it's talking about biya by itself, maishna kesef de mesapkalei. The answer is, afilo adei chuppa, the labas mesuani, because a shivri kananis cannot marry, and therefore she cannot eat truma. Shum de ula, the arminan bebeish perkin, shem yimzugula kais bebeis aviyah, she might send her a cup of wine and she'll share it with her brothers and sisters. Great Kal Vachomer. And if Yudah ben Becerra can't understand how Ben Bagbag didn't figure this out. Zakti Gemara Ben Bagbag. What is Ben Bagbag's response? His response is, Shifra Knanis L'Shire B'Kinyana, Hocha Shire B'Kinyana. Shivri Kananis is a total acquisition, and by a woman, it's not a total acquisition. She still needs the suin. So you see that the Torah treated a woman differently than a Shivri Kananis. A Shivri Kananis, you become the 100% owner with money, and by a woman, you're not 100% married to her yet. And therefore, that shows you what? Until Chuppah, until the suin. Even you learn Bia Arison. Bia by itself is not enough either. So therefore you see from the fact that the Torah wanted a two-step process that they work on different tracks. Shifra Kananis Kesef works because it's 100% acquisition. Arusa is not 100% acquisition. The Raya is, she still needs the Suin.
So if you hold it, the Suin Osa...
We're learning again. The Gemara wanted to prove the Suin Isa. The Gemara answered, maybe it's Arusa Isa. So we have a Kal Vachomer from Shifra Kananis to Kedushin. So why did Ben Bagbag question that Kal Vachomer?
So we're seeing now that it's Suin Osa, right?
We tried to prove the Suin Isa. We answered that Reb Yudah ben Becerra can hold Erisin Isa. So this is not a proof. Whether it's Erisin Isa or the Suin Isa, the Kal Vachomer is intact. And Ben Bagbag's response is, neither way is the Kal Vachomer intact. Because you see, Kesef needs Chuppah afterwards. That means Kesef is not Nesu'an Isa. That means that it's a two-step process. By Shifra, there's no two steps.
So, but if you learn this, would a Kal Vachomer work if you hold Nesu'an Isa?
It can work both ways.
Okay, and so this Shlug Up is going to be... We're Shlug Up a Kal Vachomer now?
Yes.
No matter how you learn it?
No matter how you learn it. We're saying the fact that Shifra Kananis is 100% acquired and Kesef Kedushin is not 100% acquired makes them different.
Well, Kesef Kedushin is because...
It's not Nesu'in. Nobody says Kesef is Nesu'in.
if but Kesef, what? Okay, I but if we learn that thing,
I have no idea what you're talking about. Nobody says Kesef is right in the Suin. I mean, you see the title one and two steps. So don't compare it to Shifra Kinnatus, where one step is enough. So Trashi, like Shaya Bechinyana, Acha Shinasin HaKesef, in the case of the Shifra, after you gave the money, Ein HaKinyan Chasr Klum, there's nothing missing. Hacha Shaya Bechinyana, Nakati Mechsera, Mesira Luchuba, then the Yarsha, with the time of law. It's still missing Mesira Luchuba. Zakti Gemara Vaiter, Ravina Amar, Midaraisa Mifshib Shitalei Da Achla. Ravina says, a whole new pshat in the Kavu Chaymer. A whole new pshat in the Kavu Chaymer. He learned the Braitha differently, and therefore it won't be a raya to anything to do with Nesuan Isa or Erisin Isa. This is the way he learned the Kavu Chaymer. Ravina Amar, Midaraisa Mifshib Shitalei Da'achla. We knew that Midaraisa and Arusa can eat Truma, King and Kasbai. That was never a question. That wasn't what Bagbag sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. He knew the Pasik, just like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra knew the Pasik. They never discussed biblical. What he discussed is Midrabbanan who the Shalach Lay. He heard that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra allows a girl Lemaisa to eat Truma. Even rabbinically, an Arusa can eat Truma. That's what he heard from Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. The biblical was never a question. The biblical was never a question. And Arusa can eat truma. She's king and katzbai. I don't need a kavachaymer. I have a pasuk. That is not a discussion. The discussion between Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was, did the Rabbanan ban a girl from eating truma? And they both agree there was a ban up to a certain point. The question is it past that point? As we will see. So this is what happened. He sent them a rabbinic question. Shamati, I heard, Alecha. Sha'at ha'aymer, Arusa bat Yisrael lecheles betruma, b'lechayshes lesimpon. You're not afraid of blemishes. You're not afraid that he'll bring her into her house, check her out, and see she has something wrong, and cancel the marriage. You let her eat truma. That's what I heard. Because Ben Bagbag is concerned about simpon. We can't let an Arusa eat truma, because till he marries her and checks her out, how can we know that this kinyan is going
to
work?
Well, I thought the reason is because you should give it to her family.
Again. Ben, there was, if you remember in Masechtas Ksubas, there were two reasons.
Right, two reasons.
So, Ben Bagba goes with reason number two. As the Gemara will explain, reason number one can be easily overcome more than reason number two.
Well, one was giving it to the family.
And one is that he might find blemishes.
What if I blemishes before the suin?
Not before, when he does the suin. And he'll find blemishes and it'll be a mekachtaz. And therefore, she ate truma in sin.
But she ate truma in sin even by the suin.
Again, he checks her out right by the chuppah. Right after the chuppah.
She hasn't eaten yet?
I guess so. Right.
The relatives is objective, but the simpun. Simpun is subjective, right? Does that make any difference?
No.
Okay.
Now, that is a bigger chash than the relatives. As the Gemara will explain later, there are cases that the relatives are not a factor anymore. But simpun is a factor. So he heard that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra allows a girl to eat truma rabbinically once the relatives aren't a factor. But I worried about simpun, which goes for longer, which is more bigger esser. Gemara will explain. So now he said, "I heard you let him eat truma. What happened to simpun?"
Rebbe,
Why aren't you worried about the fact that she'll be found with blemishes? So, Shaluch Lei, Atiyat Oibekein, let me explain it. A Shifcha Kinanis, you paid money for her. Chikini Truma, why aren't you afraid of blemishes? You might take the Shifcha Kinanis home and find blemishes. Tate says, we don't worry about blemishes. He's proving from Shifcha Kinanis that blemishes are not an issue. You buy a Shifcha Kinanis with money. We're not talking biblical now. Biblical, a woman can eat truma. You can take her home and feed her truma. Nobody checked her out yet to see if she has blemishes. And then you bring her home and you find a blemish, you cancel the sale. How can you do that? Terence says, we don't worry about simpun. That's what he's trying to prove. It's a rabbinic kavachomer. We're trying to prove from Shifcha Kinanis that we're not worried about simpun.
The blemishes that they're talking about, that's...
The Gemara is going to respond. This is going to be discussed. The question is, what blemishes are there by Shifcha Kinanis?
Yeah,
the wife is a wife. The Gemara, this is all going to be discussed. Zog the Gemara. V'hachi shaluch lei. Shemat yolech, I heard about you. Shatayim ha'rusa b'ati shaluch elos v'truma. V'lei chayshis l'simpun. And you're not afraid for simpun. Shaluch lei. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir answered him, "V'ati atoymekein muzikani b'chol. I'm sure about you. Shatavoki b'chadri tayra. Lidrish b'chav b'chaymer. Iati yedei. Don't you know? Ma shivcha kananis shein b'yosta makilosta b'truma. Kasba makilosta b'truma v'lechashina l'simpun. We see shivcha kananis has less means of acquisition. Still, the rabbanon don't worry about simpun. Zusha b'yasa makalasa b'truma. Ain't a dinsha kapalasa makalasa b'truma v'nechash to simpun. Women are easily acquired. Why are we worried about simpun when we're not worried about Shifcha Kinanis about simpun? Ava mo'esa, what can I do? Sharam l'chachamim, arusa b'asisroi nechalos b'truma, hachit tikanos l'chopo. I can't help it, b'shem d'ula. I agree with you that there's a problem of relatives. I don't agree with you that there's a problem of simpun. Now, what's the difference? Problem is a problem. The Gemara will explain. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Rabbi Rama. Mahaka leka lemifshid in his suin isa. Da filu erisin isa akhla midir isa. Because it says king and kashboy. The cast of nami midir isa akhla. But Rabbanan hu de shalach lay. Hal de shalach lay la isa betruva mid Rabbanan hu de asalat. Only mid Rabbanan. Shum simpun. Shema yimtsuba mum. Benimtsu kudushitas. Find the mum. Simpun, Zakrashi, the word simpun means canceling. Kol davar mevatul davar. Anything that cancels something, kari simpun shalai. Again, shiver, a receipt, have a simpun shal star. Cancels the star. Shtai maxim. The kan kari simpun, davar mevatul as a kedushin, as a mekach shal evan. Something that will cancel the marriage or the sale of the evan.
Oh, I just said mekach toast. That's
what it is. That's the Gemara. Rashi's translating the word simple.
I'm saying, why don't we use the
word? I don't know. Yeah, they a bit me. Zushi b'yasa machilasa, the benissa smite the chashina the simple. Everybody agrees when she marries, there's no simple. They are the b'shaisa b'kais, and came bite to the other b'kibbalo. Can I just finish? You can't, a person doesn't live with a woman until he checks her. Whether it's Arisa Naisa or Nisua Naisa, he won't live with her until he checks her. Bottom line is, she doesn't eat. Okay, yes.
This is Ben Bakkenbaum asking this, right?
Yeah.
And he's asking this because he's the one, right? So, what's he asking to him?
Ben Bakkenbaum is asking Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. What happened to Simpun?
Bakkenbaum should be asking the Rabbanan who say these are the two reasons why Erison can't do it.
Again, let me just, can I finish? Can I tell you, can I answer you?
Oh, you answered what I'm saying already?
Yeah. Ula and the other Amira lived, I'll guess, about 250 years after Ben Bakkenbaum and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir assumed one of the ways, and Ben Bakkenbaum assumed the other of the ways, and there was no Ula and another Maniyamar that discussed it yet. That happened 250 years later. Right? So you can't ask Ula what happened to Simpun when Ula's not alive yet.
That's one question for the first thing. Same thing is, again, why did Rabbi bring up this about the gear?